Jews in it, which keep them warm and fertilizing. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody, what's going down? Uneaten noodles nearby. Because our friend ordered, what was it, calamari noodles?
Noodles with scallops.
And the war begins.
In beautiful Tucson, Arizona, home of the saguaro cactus and the Jerusalem cricket.
Hey, down at the beach, I heard they pinched two scallops for doing a muscle dance.
The popular motion picture was filmed. Here's the municipal swimming pool, as photographed by Pete Balestro.
Don't they wear swimsuits?
Here's a high-speed power drill, sinking slowly.
Into the brain of George Bush.
Yes, but we won't go into that.
To George Bush.
Here's the student union building, circa 1956.
I'm glad you brought that up.
And the museum at the university with the withered old mummy that generations of students have gathered.
That mummy doesn't exist.
It generates all the electricity.
How do they do it, them students?
Yes, they have that mummy hooked up to a Van de Graaff generator. His old withered hair sticks out of... Yes. Millions of years ago, giant fires roasted the last of the dinosaurs. It was a heavenly smell, and it's tasted delicious, too. A study of ancient clay deposits has provided new evidence supporting the theory that global fires ignited by a gigantic meteorite named Cosmo contributed to the demise of the dinosaurs and many other creatures 65 million years ago. Two scientists at the University of Miskatonic reported last week. The report, published in the journal Nature, was presented by the same scientists who developed the wildfire hypothesis in 1985 as an elaboration of Project Wildfire.
It'll sell like a lot of money.
We have a bottle. So it's time to burn some money. And money?
Money is to burn. Does anyone have a copy of that
string?
A worm is to honk.
Burning money.
So many places.
And money? No, stop. Stop him. He's burning some money.
Yeah, let him burn it. I don't care. It's not my money. I'm supposed to get money. It hasn't come.
The first year after the impact was a dramatic and dangerous period for life on Earth. In this study, we can see for the first time how the environment changed then, presumably on a month-by-month basis. Early tests of the pill, form of a drug used to help impotent men achieve an erection, indicate that the pill is safer, more can... What the hell? What's this have to do with dinosaurs?
To burn.
Just keep on with the show.
Was found in her Godzilla's
Look, there he is now. It's Dino. Watch out.
Ugly.
They don't call him that for nothing, folks.
Oh, he's too fat. He is crashing through the sidewalk.
He's 400 feet
down. Back, Dino. Back. Back, boy. Back.
What a silly little dino he is, too.
If we just laugh at him, we'll be safe.
He was supposed to be a crossover between...
Wait a minute, what about his money?
Saurischian and Ornithischian claims.
Money is to burn.
Thanks, I wondered. Godzilla, take this wallet.
Of course, neither of those.
Burn this money, Godzilla.
You still have to take the money. Do a light on fire, yes.
Although some of them...
Take all your money and hold it in and
tear a searing, fiery breath. None of them breathed fire either.
There's that guy again.
Though the giant megalania Prisca may have breathed fire.
But you're just damn dumb.
Money is to burn.
So burn all your money or send it to us.
We'll burn your money with this
actinic fiery breath you, the listeners, say you need.
Little tiny little tanks.
Little tanks.
Have ever been seen in Tokyo?
Where all the fire engines?
Dr. Yamamoto has
fire trucks.
Fire engines in his bathtub to play with. And his fire trucks too.
It is the radio show's little show.
Hi, I'm Little Show.
Here come our classic
tanks.
You
and
me come together.
Baby Godzilla sat on the tanks.
Oh, no. The styrene goes into unmentionable orifices.
Polyethylene paradox.
Molly went cracker.
The glue, still wet, spreads over the set.
To Godzilla's enormous bum as he moves slowly away.
Slowly, Godzilla's bum stuck.
What about that money?
Yeah, what about it? You know what I say? Money is to burn.
Oh, money is to earn.
No, to burn.
No, to burn.
That's right.
Little tanks, money.
The Yes, you spend it on more little tanks, tiny tanks and stuff.
Yeah, but it costs a lot of money. See, that's the thing you can do. You can destroy the little tanks, but then you have to put them all back together for the next movie. It's so hard to remember.
Tanks for the memory. People forget, or don't wish to remember, that Godzilla, as they call him, nonsensical, died, do you believe it, at the end of the first movie. Everything else represented as Godzilla is not Godzilla, but another of his species, if that.
Is that what that is?
I don't think so. Let's see. In the second film... It says Buzz and everything. And it's got
the next Godzilla in line was named Gigantus. And the film was called Gigantus the Fire Monster. This film, also a black and white Toho production, introduced the world to Anguirus, an ankylosaur type beast with very peculiar hind legs. Just like the legs of some guy on his hands and knees.
It's the radio. I don't know. All I want to do is drive through Oakland, but the next thing I know,
that's better than a drive-by.
Sound effects hit me. I went down.
If anyone would like to call the show,
Of course, if you're sleeping, if you're just getting up to go to the airport, well, forget it.
Through the magic radio, we hear my late brother who died in 2002. He used to have a radio show also. An espuña. Of course, we also hear Bob Nelson. That's not necessarily the same type of miracle.
The body was approximately about the size of a goose. And the skull crest was 7 feet.
Those figures are outdated.
And are ye two vultures sick for battle? Two scorpions under one wet stone? Two bloodless wolves whose dry throats rattle?
Hello, you're on the air.
My bro used to do the poetry thing, too.
Burn some money.
Thank you.
And sure.
Mama. You got it. And your daddy.
On the love show.
You can say it.
Show me.
That way, that's
squeeze out some money.
You can do it until 6 a.m. You got an hour and 17 minutes.
It's so good.
A bell is to ring. And money is to burn.
Hey, stop. Stop that guy. He's burning some money.
Oh, that's good. That is. You saw some sort of monster.
Are we going to burn some money or what? We should step outside and burn some money. In Procure Sacer, step outside.
Let's burn some money right now.
You see, to say rectum in propter sese and translate that literally, that would mean it is upright on account of itself. But rectus means he is upright on account of himself. Recta would mean she is upright on account of... All right. To throw in the towel. Put that towel down.
I can eat Franks.
And,
Franks and beans. The convenience is back there in the back of the room. This used to be a barber shop.
Horse
Marie, just make sure you flush the Jakes.
All employees must wash hands before.
I'm Captain Jakes of the Horse Marines. I feed my horse on corned beef. I wonder what it was soaping before you got all of it. It was soaping wet.
It is a little sticky.
No, it's not. That's a sticky wicket, you know. You know what I do every time something like like that happens. I think Burning Man. I was happy
as dirty
huh?
as this is. Nothing's as dirty as that Burning Man.
That's right. So if you drop something on the floor, pick it up because it's cleaner than it would be if you did that at Burning Man.
No way to get it off.
Be covered with filth in a second that would never come off
when you're not at Burning Man.
Yes.
Well, that's why we stay here instead of going to Burning Man.
Well, good for you. I have to do it.
Dust the filth.
Yes, exactly. Well, I've already done the art for us for next year's Burning Man. The rapist. To illustrate the next year's Burning Man theme.
But it's kind of changing
for 2026. That theme is Axis Mundi.
Playground
which is a reference to the giant tree that grows out of and around the Earth.
It's gone
that is outside of space and time.
The non-official Burning Man, which happened despite of
like the tree Yggdrasil Man.
You know about that. I didn't go to it.
I knew about the one when there was no Burning Man.
Of course, there's also a mother huge snake wrapped around the whole world.
They were supposed to
the one that's going to kill Thor and Ragnarok.
So they operated their high-tech drones to hover where the man would be burned and project an image of the man burned.
Drones, which was drones of the where line up the beer battered buffalo speed.
Feel the flames around your money.
Hello?
Your wallet?
Is this some
kind starting to get uncomfortably hot?
Audio anime.
There's a reason. Your money is probably starting to burn.
Experiment around every disaster it ever was caused by. Experiment. Billy, what on earth are you doing?
They can build hang some kind of glitch.
The audio animatronic Anniversa has broken down.
See if you can get it fixed. We still have some time to go.
Let's think about that.
That was an intentional sabotage of this installation.
It's kind
of
kicking and flopping around.
It's got a sort of an autonomic nervous system.
Access to the premises at approximately 5:47.
That girl's probably pretty powerful. I don't think you can hold her down.
I don't know. It lurked
in the corridors, thirsting for humans.
You know, you're not supposed to get out of this.
Oh, yeah? What are
it's rasping tentacles and regular
well, we can run around this.
An innocent victim to come walking by.
Start experiment H19, please.
Experiment? All these experiments.
Spectrographic
and Bertha did unleash one of her famous bromides against the practice of experimentation.
Tell me the names of the others in your cell.
Well, after all, once you have Jesus, why do you need to perform any experiments?
Money is to burn.
So you might as well send it to Jesus. I mean Aunt Bertha. I mean Christian conservative Caucasians for Christ.
A bell is to ring.
Ding.
A noise is to blow.
Three people down here until you call.
A horn is to honk.
Beep.
And money?
You know,
money is to burn.
Interestingly enough, the people listening right now, the few that are with us,
that's silly. No one ever actually burns money.
Yeah, how much money did you burn while we were gone?
Or
is money burning?
Do they?
Listen to that smell.
Sometimes I wonder what's happening to mine.
It's so hard.
If you're anything like me, your average daily financial transaction goes
something
like this.
Because they lied on the podcast.
Right. Yeah, I think that Trump made a federal offense to lie on a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just can't do it anymore.
Well,
you could a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can do the podcast, but you have to pay the tariff. You have to pay...
The sheriff?
You know, 30% of your
so who gets
earnings. Well, I don't
know. The people.
Okay. The show.
We, the people, get all the tariff monies that come flying in.
Oh, that's as long as the show gets some of it.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool.
So is everybody listening
our endowment
to Puzzling Evidence these days?
Days it's back on the air. I'm there too on KPFA 94.1 FM. Pardon me for giving out that on this so-called station, but since we're not radio, we can anyway. That's where to find Puzzling Evidence.
But man, you'll be so
Friday morning, 3 a.m. to 5. I was just on that show, and I'll be on the next one
at the show.
Because that's what the show's here for. It's just, people can work out their jollies, you know.
Well, that's the thing. We want people to let it all out.
Yeah. Just be themselves on the show.
Be yourself. When you're just listening to the show,
let it hang loose, man.
You can do anything you want.
Anything.
Let it
anything.
All
punch your mother
out.
In the mouth.
Right. If you wanted to. I mean, only if you want to.
Well, yeah. It has to be that you want to. Because otherwise, you wouldn't really force someone to do that. But,
No, that's called dial tone.
You know, you should. You have the right to kill your parents. Don't let anyone tell you.
All that 1960s stuff. Kill your parents. Kill your parents.
Yeah. Steal this book.
You have a right telephone to a lengthy massage in our massage studio.
That was the old saying I used to say back in the day.
You have a right to espresso or cappuccino.
Sitting on the front yard, thinking about someday smoking marijuana, but not now, because I was too young.
No, I never did that, but I mean, you're thinking about fantasizing about smoking.
Yeah, trying to understand what I would do if I could get to the future.
Right, and if you liked, you know, getting high, you know, you had those...
Whatever the young people call it.
Feelings.
I'm going to call it and say, get high.
Well, the problem is, how
a young
can
person
you...
will be with you shortly.
But the question is, how can you get high if you're getting down? Can you get down and then get high?
Well, if I get
that gives you a platform to jump up from and thus get high.
Get high, okay. Here we go.
So first is get
high.
Should I get down first?
You know, it's like a counter motion that you make just before you make the decisive motion in the other direction.
How far down I was supposed to get?
Haven't you ever seen an animated cartoon or a vaudevillian exit from the stage?
Oh, my God!
Yeah. I can't talk anymore. I don't have enough tariff words.
Okay, you're not
going to call tariff.
Terrorists.
From the year 5000. You're not going to believe this.
That Scotch Terrier. Terrific. I mean,
on the floor of my building. Watch, Doug.
Is getting you really high? Smoking.
I went to really high, but then I transferred out.
Does it taste like it smells?
Actually, our family moved, and so...
Whoa, he's turning into a meteorite.
But before I was actually in high school, I went over to really to have some courses on it. I was taking. It was an arrangement the junior high school had with the high school.
And you just put it in your mouth?
Yes.
Quick call. GetHigh.net.
Call 911. That's disgusting.
Briefly.
Close your mouth when chewing, young man.
The mouthpiece of this device.
You should have started with
the giant dusty moth.
You should have done that.
The mouthpiece of the moth, or the moth man.
Smoke a joint, go to prison.
It counts how many...
I can't do this thing to work, damn it. I make breakfast.
Still, there's nothing like...
Use a typewriter, go to Terre Haute, Indiana.
A Burning Man or a Burning Fatty.
Let me get
it. I noticed...
Hold on, I'm going to answer this.
Why can anybody help?
Just a second, let me get this.
Holding.
So... No, we don't want any. He hung up.
Yeah. It's like a Kate Moss.
We can't trace his car.
Okay.
Oh, maybe this is the same party.
It's a tweet.
It's a waif. Yeah. A waif.
Like
Audrey Hepburn.
Blame it.
Not a Jane Mansfield would be a fatty.
Yeah, right. Fat in all the right places.
Let's
right.
cut the fat shaming here.
Yeah, but she likes rock.
This is my show, and on my show, you're allowed to get a little comfortable and eat a cookie or something.
Two in her movie.
When you leave these precincts, you can hold in your stomach and pretend to be 12 pounds more slender than you actually are.
The people that can't reach Google, they call us. Because they know we know it.
But here you can gaze goggle-eyed.
Show, you're on the air.
At a Google of possibilities. The word Google, this area, G-O-O-G-O-L, refers to an almost infinite mathematical number, which, however, can be notated. One followed by 100 zeros.
Error apparent. Okay, Rob, I'm coming up.
Okay, Come on, Pepe.
I wish I did hear what you had to say because the audience seems to like it.
Thank you.
I wish I could hear you, but the recorded sound effects seem to wash away your voice. But thanks for calling us.
Incredible special effects they have these days.
If you would like to be treated in a similarly humiliating fashion, just give us a call. KPFA is not responsible for the treatment of callers on the Subgenius Hour, nor does it accept liability for the actions of the individual Subgeniuses on the Subgenius Show.
As far as news to be known, yes, that's what they would call it.
Bottom, the famous proctologist,
is going to tell us about the Golden Road and the Himalayan hemorrhoids.
How can it possibly work out for mankind?
Well, some things need to be mangled and fast.
So we're going to start now with the mangling.
But actually, the mangling by Stephen King, America's most popular.
Very mangling.
Tells about,
it's about Stuart Mangler.
The Mangler, in which, it's a laundry machine.
Dr. Joseph Mangler.
It gets loose and it chases the guy home and mangles him. I mean, the machine, for some reason,
It's in the laundry mat. It's called the Mangler. I think that name appealed to Stephen King, and so he wrote the strange story.
That's too much. That is, right. Well,
the Mangler. And Mrs. Mangler.
And another one he wrote was called The Lawnmower Man. Now, both of these were made into movies which were nothing like the story at all.
His silly stories was
The Lawnmower and all sorts of special effects. So shoehorned and gin jammed in. It was just a terrible thing. Just terrible.
A late night movie thing, I think.
Boy, could I use a nice chunk of good old cream-topped butternut bread. So the next time I head over to the grocery store, I think you know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to forget to get one of those wonderful loaves of butternut and bring it on home. And to make sure I don't forget. See? I've got a red string tied around my finger. And when I see that string, I know it means I need to bring, I know, home the butternut bread. Butternut, is that like, there's some kind of a nut? Yes, there must be, actually. You've heard of butternut squash. Well, of course, this is not related, but the name butternut is shared. When Fred goes grocery shopping, he makes a little list. A string upon his finger shows what he just can't resist. He's going to bring home the butternut bread, Fred. Bring home the butternut bread. He'll remember to bring home, remember to bring home. Bring home the butternut bread. Fred, you're buying jam and pickles and chicken a la king. Somehow you feel that you've left out the most important thing. You didn't bring home the butternut. Bring home the butternut. Bring home the butternut bread. You've got to bring home, remember to bring home, to bring home the butternut bread. Fred!
Now this is a sushi bar. You got your sushi there for Mildred, and you got your mayonnaise sandwiches for Junior. We're just sitting pretty down here at the old Godzilla sushi bar.
And here, your mayonnaise sandwiches is a direct clue, Jack. You're from that other continuum.
Give me some mayonnaise sandwiches, yeah. Bring them right over here.
The mayonnaise.
We often spend so many hours of our time. But we're calling you not from there, but from here.
Godzilla Sushi Bar.
But it helps.
Bob's Sushi Bar.
The sandwich with the
sushi bar.
Turkey.
In reality.
Bring that monster sushi over here. We're just hungry as a hankering hunk of...
And sometimes, you can fold red pepper into the mayonnaise.
Into the suburbs at this hour. I'm awfully sorry.
We're from Texas.
You'll just have to imagine that you're eating a delicious hot from Texas.
We're good Republican from Texas, and I tell you, Jack. sandwich, he needs a whole couple dozen of them right away, straight up.
Jay Emmett Carson.
Well,
he's a 10-gallon hand. Look at the dance movements they're performing. They have no clothes on, and they can't hear what we're saying about them.
I ain't no kin to the monkey, no, no, no. The monkey's no kin to me, yeah. I don't know much about his ancestors, but mine didn't swing from the tree,
What do you call this?
Aunt Bertha's anti-evolution
shtick. Sorry for those
shtick.
Of you who don't understand what is in each of these little squares of light. The giant dials there, so you can read even up against
the giant domino tiles.
And if you look in there, you see a new pictures of the world surface of the planet of Mars being colonized by sort of bulbous rounded robots.
I know, I didn't look in there because...
that's what's happening.
It's nobody cares except the Japanese and the robots. It's like this ancient Indian...
human gets hurt.
Too bad that apparatus wasn't lit up and operating.
Still got to get that device
on that
operating.
I have that table that you're working on right there is lit up. I hope that works out.
Sure.
That should look pretty interesting.
The operator
but
my pocket.
Sunos, I found myself swept down the tubing that lined the roof.
And then
how many fit in
I heard on the roof the crashing and plunging of each tiny hoof.
As I drew in my head.
Yes, there. Turning
around,
there all night.
Down the chimney, dogs came with a bound.
Every pellet. But the best of our vintage blend is Annie Bed Springs Wild Mountain Banana Wine.
Hey,
the choice of every connoisseur.
Don't knock it if you haven't tried it.
Machine. He must say, really taste that wild banana wine.
He gets to drink all the wild banana he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like his job?
The more you drink it, the more you like it.
Don't touch that dial.
I'm afraid he's already done that.
K-Rob would love it. Annie Bed Springs Wild Mountain Banana Wine.
Well, I think we've all seen these, Doctor.
And
your visit to Acapulco was most instructive.
I suppose you used
Acapulco techniques in the safety of our home, and never want for anything again.
Just take Acapulco.
I guess clean it up before Emma gets in here. They're mixing downstage.
Give it a try.
That's right. We're mixing tapes and matching...
matching cuffs and collar.
Well, why are they performing these experiments? Why in this prehistoric temple do they do such things, eh?
And they shoot all kinds of places.
That's what I want to know, huh? Why, you vandals? Someone ought to call the constabulary.
They have no power here inside the church.
Looks like we have a little caller on the screen. Let's see if we can amplify the volume so we can hear what the caller has to say.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Yes, I was just taking a random survey here. Me and my friend here, we were just wondering who you might be voting for in this upcoming election.
Very obviously, J.R. Bob Dobbs, the candidate who represents no particular special interest group.
J.R. Bob Dobbs, is he in the Republican Party?
The Republicans.
Giant, lumbering Republicans.
A simulcrat destroyed little city about the same. I wouldn't emphasize
that
bush if you hit me with a bird with
nails
and
just right in Bob.
He is coming.
Bob? Just right in Bob.
Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. Pipe is the one with the bottle that rains on the roof like fire. It's the one with the bottle in flames and the roof like Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob.
Do you think that the lawyers are getting over?
Bob had a woman named
she was a righteous friend.
Straight away, but my guess
she had a lot of friends. Name of Johnny. When Johnny hit the train.
So listen up.
He's Bob.
Find your shenanigans.
Bob
don't ever change.
I don't
hear
what's
going on.
Yeah.
Yes, certainly.
Always will be
Bob
was the king of the forest.
Who Falls Church, Falls Church, Virginia. Thibbles. He said the Thibbles Church of the Thibbles Church of Deadbeat.
That Bobby used to
rock.
We
don't want any more of that fuzzy math.
He says, 8-ball, will I ever be high again? Nightbot says, very doubtful.
I can find that out. Ask
reply
me.
Hazy, try again.
Oh, you've got one too.
I'm right behind it.
And my sources say no.
Who asking it?
That's just the thing. Get the caller to ask it something, and I will
answer it.
Ask again later.
Employ Mr. 8-Ball to find the answer he wants.
Is that Ronald 8-Ball?
That's right, folks. You can ask. Well, are you offering, Hal, to give free?
I am.
Free?
I'm not offering anything.
Wow.
My heart.
Incredible. Hal will answer your questions, and you don't have to send him any money.
You're guaranteed.
It's an exception
that proves it.
Our minds, our hearts,
and our sacred honor.
And our sacred honor are all free.
Our sacred honor or offer. $29.95. Yes, the special offer is further on.
Not to be repeated. Now you get to our non-sacred honor, and that's a little more pricey.
How about the sacred tour?
I'll take a tour, a sacred three-er.
Right. No, you take the tour, for our sacred family.
Yes. Whatever you
Familia
want.
Familia Sagrada.
We will give away.
Here is our official church fortune.
That's right. We're giving away nothing on the show.
Wait, you missed nothing. It's supposed to say nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, a lot of people make that mistake.
No mistake about it.
About sacredness.
This, I saw Gary just tonight.
Is full scale.
I am a subscriber to
Against the Hostile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's really still good. Around. Is what about monster movies of film land? Is that still around?
Famous there may be something calling itself that, but there's no more Warren Publications and Forrest Ackerman is dead. But it had many revivals, and it's easy to follow the format.
Had a strange history.
I'd buy it.
Yep.
Where rogue individuals took over it for a time and created their version of the magazine.
And also, the same people are printing Castle of Frankenstein.
That's the important thing.
Those two, I am content.
Castle of Frankenstein is great.
Now, what about that?
Issue 41, just out this year, was the best 23rd issue ever
between Valencia and Mission.
Was that it?
It was the San Francisco comic book.
Oh, that's right.
It was run by Gary Arlington.
That's right. That was also a great place, but I'm thinking of another one.
It's gone, though.
That I think was on Guerrero and maybe 17th. Just a little one. It's a small... I used to visit it every now and then.
Well, there's one over on Valencia.
Was it Valencia?
That sells the underground comics of the new generation.
Yeah.
The people I'm associated with. The whole store is full of them.
Nice. Well, that's been there for a while, perhaps under different management. I remember visiting it 10, 15 years ago.
It's there, and Ed Holmes and I should get on the ball and place a bunch of tracks in there.
We did
that before, and they all sold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they sold them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I received a meager
store charge, $5 or something like that. Maybe two and a half, I forget.
Could just give them away, but then nobody would want them, so you have to charge for them.
Check, and they sold them all.
Nice. Well, that's good. At least there's honest business people and pay their taxes.
If they wanted to make money, they wouldn't be running a comic book store.
Yes, they're in it for the love and the lore of the comic book store.
And there are a lot of interesting young artists who hang around there.
Yeah.
Until you go in there.
Who was not Stan Lee, as I thought, but Stan of Stan's magazine store.
Well, you didn't mean Stan Lowe,
I don't understand your question. I'm getting tired of your attitude, and I wish you would just think things over for once before you call us up here on the show.
Please pay close attention.
You've entered the listener zone.
This is an incredible house of
yes, picking chicken. It's picking what chicken you pick.
Someone wants to sit on the couch and watch everybody else have fun.
That's what
is going on.
The sub-team stuff.
Yeah, what is going on?
The step-by-step process is revealed. This is it.
This is what?
The promise is action.
Girls, success in sex and business.
But what about me? Am I expected to fall over with admiration or something?
Sure.
You're not expected to do anything. I'm just telling you, that's all.
Hello? 4:30 on Saturday morning.
That makes perfect sense. Everyone's interested in these monster beings that roamed the earth millions of years ago. Now you can own one if you simply buy a Subgenius package. Inside every one, there's a different plastic dinosaur.
Delicious.
And they're not too bad. And the sculpts are pretty good.
A full 1.5 inches high of bright red seamed plastic.
Yeah, you can paint it. Repaint it.
And this Christmas, don't forget the bomb-dominant toy with its thousands of speckling lights and its glowing radioactive pipe.
And the radon that riseth from that pipe goeth up before the eyes of God forever. In the nostrils of Jehovah One, the radioactive gases cool and freely, sealing the celestial sinus. For it is all to create wakefulness in him who sleeps, though he is on the subject of the show.
Could possibly imagine the ecstatic tranquility induced by being one of the doctors from the air. Miraculous and transcendent joy that comes from being on the Sunshine Show shall not be equaled by any other experience known to man, woman, or strange vegetable entity.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Vote for
but first. I guess, a veritable buffet of appropriate remarks.
Weird looking.
And had old ramshackle, but rather
buffet, the vampire slave.
Millions of comics. Unfortunately, wow. Half of them are.
Very large book of comical funnies.
Bizarro Jimmy Buffett.
Buffeted by the winds of fate.
I don't know about you, but this
the shimmering shinola of our thermal simulcast, it's now beginning to emerge, the brown and crusty form of our night's programming. The crowd seems to find it quite amusing, and we hope you, the listeners, will agree with their opinion. So give us a call anytime, day or night. Remember, there will always be a Subgenius there. Can you believe that? I got a bridge to sell you. To hear your words and receive your heart unto J.R. Bob Dobbs. Yes, differentiation into species occurred millions of years ago. For example, the yellow-billed cuckoo speciated at the time ancient Gondwana land separated approximately 200 million years ago. Well, this cuckoo was kind of cuckoo. It anticipated the development of all its feathered friends and forged ahead in the evolutionary race.
Now, of course, as all of you know, these scientific types don't understand what we understand with our research and development center here at the Creation Science Center in Lynchburg, Virginia. We know that men and prehistoric monsters lived at the same time because of evidence found in Subi, Texas, on the banks of the Bugeye River, where large footprints of prehistoric
river
found
only river,
a few
doctor,
feet.
The Paloxy River was the river in question.
Well, found only a few feet from the footprints of mankind. Positive proof that human beings lived at the same time as prehistoric monsters.
No, that was a small theropod walking on its haunts.
An evolutionist have that the mankind evolved.
Stenonicosaurus.
Which I don't even think was a dinosaur.
Just hear me out for a minute. Now, if mankind was supposedly...
Hey, it's time for...
I call that thing a bird.
Subgenius Follies with your host...
Oh, no.
Doug Wellman.
Oh, well, I always used to watch this.
He ran out of the room. He didn't wish to accept his subgenial responsibility. But what can you
say.
Who's responsible?
He's been such a dedicated public servant for so long. Here you are, Doug. Say something for our happy listeners.
With his aged French-Canadian mother, Maman.
I heard that Justin Green, before he died, was getting into QAnon and all that crap.
Oh, really? Who's Justin Green? I don't know.
Justin Green is a great underground cartoonist who drew Binky Brown meets the Holy Virgin Mary. Do you know that?
No.
You never heard of that wonderful comic?
It was in
underground. Yeah, I used to work with Justin. You know, we painted signs together.
He was
very well-known. And quite good. And I knew him, and I painted signs with him.
Oh, yeah.
He also worked with a sign
back
painter.
In the day.
But it stresses me to hear that he would believe any of that. Bill showed it. Of course, he was somewhat paranoid, as his Binky Brown anti-Catholic.
Or he would have given his own particular spin
into it.
He would have redeemed its
Catholic Church. He was really messed up by his Catholic upbringing, which is his comic about the Holy Virgin.
Which makes a very entertaining comic book.
Just for the story.
I was just like, Boston. I was twisted.
And that wasn't the only good comic.
He was unclean by the nuns.
I was unclean.
Evil and unclean and unblessed and unwashed by God, a ray would be emitting from his penis that would touch the statue of the Virgin Mary. Blaspheme. And he was terrified that this would happen. And then he started fantasizing that his fingers were also like penis ray things, and everything he pointed at, you know, he was sitting and blaspheming against
Pippen
God.
Had to get an operation so
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
It's that very funny, so, but it's part of this very remarkable.
It's very well illustrated, and I recommend this comic book to anyone.
He put it into comic form?
This is the story of Binky Brown meets the Holy Virgin Mary. But it's autobiographical. It's obviously autobiographical.
It's a wonderful autobiographical work. It's a great comic book. One of the great underground comics.
Okay, Dick had the same issues. You know, not the same, but...
Why does everybody have to be totally sane? Maybe your whatever is bad about you makes you entertaining.
Well, everything doesn't need to be medicalized.
Well, your wacko behavior that distinguishes you as an insane person is actually your way of dealing with a mental problem on your own.
Fried chicken,
it just needs to be worked out, is all.
He hated it because he said that the smell of the chicken deliberately was pumped out, and so you would always be smelling it. And when you went into his apartment, you gave a little start when you got up to the head of the corridor, because at the other end there was a life-size statue of Colonel Sanders that he'd ground
in a white suit.
In his white suit, standing at the end of the corridor, you know, and you would give a little start.
Glowing at the end of the corridor.
It's Colonel Sanders. And
you're smelling it at the same time.
So one time it was Justin's birthday, and Paul and I knew how he had this love.
Oh, Paul knew him.
He was well known. He's a famous underground cartoonist.
Oh.
So we knew that he had this love-hate relationship with Colonel Sanders. So he was coming over for his birthday, and Paul made this fake bucket that says Colonel Green's Fried Chicken, you know, with a picture of Justin on it. And then he made fake drumsticks and thighs, and he painted them green, and he put them in the bucket. And after a while, after Justin came over, Paul said, "Well, maybe we should have some takeout chicken." And
we enjoyed
Justin bricked up and said, "Oh, really?" And they brought this bucket out, and he looked at it, and he was totally disappointed. He was going, "What's this? You can't eat this. This is fake." You know, he didn't appreciate that we had gone out to this degree. But one other thing, that fried chicken place was there for a long time, but eventually it vanished. It turned into something else and was gone. But while it was running, it was run by a young Spanish man who tried his hardest to make the food exemplary, even though it was a KFC. And I got to be friends with him, and he invited me into the back where he and the employees were smoking dope in front of a huge poster by Justin Green that I'd never seen before of chickens killing and eating Colonel Sanders. It was black and white and about 5 feet tall.
Good Lord.
And they had it up as a gag in the back of
that
same Colonel Sanders that
ever
used to
produce
to torment Justin with the smell.
Yeah.
Which was now being run really quite well by this young guy who was a hunter.
That's long gone. It's not even there anymore.
When they can make that stuff good, it's really good.
Well, really?
So that's
you mean to say it's there's a good, maybe.
Well, it has a good and an evil version.
be the
they just took a dump and cruised on through the streets.
The three-headed Indians, the Potawatomi. Here's the mysterious graffiti called
Bull Bureau Speed.
A god turns raised by the Potawatomi.
It can't be.
Yes, the bureaus are in the belly of the bull, and the TV groweth from the horns of the bull.
That's my little sleeping place.
Looks right comfy.
In the temple of the next
morning. It's the ruin of the old monorail that was built back in the 24th century. Very picturesque. What's this cell?
Looks like a vandalized
bathroom.
Firecrackers.
How deep is it? And why would anyone need a sink there?
This is in front there.
Well, that's very peculiar. The architecture makes no sense at all. But actually, you know, it comes from the future, not the past.
Anyway, it does. And down below is where we throw the fireworks.
You threw fireworks down in this ancient holy room?
Yeah, I got them fired through that. That's a trench of water that goes underneath the building down there.
No wonder that mummy attacked you.
What blast? Yeah,
well, we had to fight him. It took us 20 minutes to fight him off. Christ. You can see Ed in the center there.
Naturally, some of us do suffer from doctrinal differences, but we hope that our listeners will understand that all in all, we're all one big gelatinous,
scary family. Oh, all right. Sure.
Listen, can you hear that? Exactly. And, free bar. They're just literally giving away free beer.
And burritos.
Free burritos.
Remember burritos?
Burritos.
Of chicken, beef, yes. Vegetarian.
Huge piles
green
of free
corn
books.
But you were expected to make a donation to St. Martin de Porres Foundation when you came in through the front door.
You were supposed to, yes.
Yep.
But people crowded in. There was no security. There were no real guards or anything.
It's better to pay.
And nobody, that's right, but nobody
it's better to
give
those were
the
great days.
So you don't feel badly about yourself.
But like all mortal institutions, they themselves who were mortal have now expired.
For your own good. For your own selfish good, so you won't feel bad about yourself.
Yeah. Well, they, they really was no problem. Oh, and you could draw on the walls. They've
I did that, too.
And we used to do that. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I did it.
There was nothing quite like it. And there were many at one time.
That's the house.
I can remember going to six parties in a single, six Christmas parties.
Seems in bad shape now.
Oh, look, Jeff.
Sleep.
A moment out of time.
About a week ago, 5 minutes.
Good Lord. It's Larry, Burley, and Schmo. The three cut-ups and connivers. What rascals they are.
The one with the strange and geeky look.
That's all three of them.
And the underdress set.
Yes. The deep set eye sockets. Wow. The upturned pug nose.
What a wrong
description. These are top secret, highly classified documents. Wow. We're showing down here at the show, folks. They're
great. I was in
revolutionary
duty to expose this material to the light of day.
I'm in every one of these documents.
He's on every channel.
You are? I haven't seen you yet.
Oh, there you are. I saw you last night and got that.
Now there's the sound of a gigantic elephanto, hippo, camo, elephanto, camo.
That beast is outrageously cute.
That's really helpful, folks.
Oh, you went by that one too fast.
Now we have unreeled the mind all over the floor.
Go back to that other one that you
only from the mind.
Which one?
Not that one.
Not that one. No, not that one. Maybe that one. I don't know.
And then blinking lights.
Hey, that one. That was the one.
Lights get blinking und get twinkling.
Smile and look at what they've made and wonder. What will it look like on stock 7454?
Yes, I've had a lot of fun while here in,
with chemical film.
He's been here in the Bay Area.
I feel degaussed.
Now that one's a little bit.
Well, I mean 5473. I'm what I meant to say. Yes, I mean, yeah, and T. Mixing the junk. Meanwhile, some night shots.
Der chunk.
This is what I go out to the Goldfinch for. That got a little too bright there at the end. It's about 2 hours compressed into one mental transparency. Jeez.
Yes, the fireworks.
outside Guadalupe Petal on a beautiful night. Serene and calm. Then she turned to me, smiled, held out her arms and said, "Pyrotechnics on the night. Shall we dance?"
And that's all there was.
There ain't no more. I caught her up and we went whirling into the very heart of a maddened, milling throng.
It was terrible.
Soon I was howling
with my speed of radiation.
Best of things. Tossing
her out of the monster.
And bowing at the top of my lungs, as were the rest of them, destruction to the glory bookers. Hey, I sunk back down then through the ages to the very prehistoric slime out of which the savage had...
Now we have a color. Let us see what that color is.
And it was with an ecstatic savagery that I bawled and stamped my feet. Yes, I proclaim it now. It is good to cast aside the fripperies of civilization and culture and sink back.
Come on,
back into the primordial shrine when the drums are beating and the fiddles bleating and the feet shuffling and the breast shaking and the mad wind blowing and the seeds of war are being sown.
It's just dark as pitch out
there. No, they're just being drowned out by the sound effects. We're awfully sorry.
I can't see anything.
I'm not responsible. It just happens.
Being able to adjust to the color here.
You know, I don't know how to adjust to the roster like this.
I've earned too much money.
You sound like you're calling from the bottom of a trash barrel.
Man, I felt young then, as young as the first man who stood upon his 2 feet for the first time and looked about for something to kill. The millions of years which it had taken to make me what I was melted away as mud melts under a warm rain, and I felt as one suddenly reborn into the youth of the world when the swamps still covered the globe and the miasma veiled the mountain crags. I was a beast, a great, gigantic beast of prey, and forgotten were my ulcers, my glasses, my truss, and my dentures. I called for madder music and for stronger wine, and the great war dance of the Paternooses roared and thundered on.
According to Bob Dobbs,
yuck, yuck, yuck.
And money? Money is to burn.
Burn it.
Anybody who ends in or should never be voted into office. Yeah, like Rick Santorum.
But he's going to change his name to Santorum.
Borum, Holcomb, people like that should become officials.
Applebaum.
No, that's a different ending. Well, Applebaum, Rosenbaum, all of that.
Yeah.
With an A and a U. In political history, Senator Rosenbaum.
Oh, yes.
And Ethel and Julius Rosenberg.
Or Roosevelt.
I can't get off this airplane. I'm on the flight to nowhere.
Meet George Jetson. His boy, Elroy. Why, you low-born boy. How Jane, his wife. An insinuation. And they've got this semi-humanoid robot maid scooting around in an apron yet.
I knew that.
Well, the level of economic activity predicted.
How nice and peaceful it is here on Skeleton Island.
I do want a piece of no skeleton of stuff here sometimes here.
Skeletons!
What are you talking about?
dreadful invisible flying swordfish.
A skeleton. Skeleton. I mean, we call her Squelette.
Well, it's
not good to discriminate against the dead.
On the other hand, I don't want a dead person.
A mortuis,
I don't want a dead person taking away my job.
I don't want a dead person next door to me.
Here goes your hair.
If you want to go to
the
it may be prejudice. I just want to say I don't want to live next to the dead
person.
They can be off by themselves and where they are all together, and that's the way it ought to be. But I don't want them near me.
I just don't want one as a roommate.
No, I sure don't want one moving in with me either.
I don't want one.
It's not too healthy to have them in there. As they constantly go through their metamorphosis.
Bulbous with maggots.
Moans, it's intolerable. Well, those are commensal species in that particular case.
We are going to have individuals.
That may be
what a master considerable.
It is a method of life energy transfer.
The unborn.
Like all the
heads are not among the living, therefore they must be classified among the unborn.
And Gerald McMoing Boy, the anti-abortion reborn and reincarnation turns against Glenn Parenthood as a computer animation.
All right.
Moving on.
This dish
is
cold as
death.
It's very nice.
You folks can afford it because you've got a big fancy deep freeze like the rest of us folks down here at the low economic level don't have.
For inviting
I'll get COVID for you.
Oh. Yeah, was that it?
No.
You guys, oh, there you go.
It was a nice offer. And then last year, as I was packing for Burning Man,
once on a night as black as pitch, Isabel met a wicked old witch. The witch's face was cross and wrinkled. The witch's gums with teeth were sprinkled. Oh, how, Isabel, the old witch crowed. I'll turn you into an ugly toad. Isabel. Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She showed no rage, she showed no rancor, and she turned the witch into milk and drank her.
Somebody keep the bucket.
Isabel met a troublesome giant. Isabel continued self-reliant. The giant was hairy, the giant was horrid. He had one eye in the middle of his forehead.
What do you want to clip to?
Oh, ho, Isabel, pleased to meet you. How now, Isabel, now I'll eat you. Well, she nibbled on some zwieback that she always fed off, and when she was done, she cut the giant's head off. Isabel met a troublesome doctor who pinched and poked till he really shocked her. The doctor's talk was of coughs and chills, and the doctor's satchel bulged with pills. And the doctor said unto Isabel, swallow this, it will make you well. Isabel didn't worry. Isabel didn't scream or scurry. She took those pills from the pill concoctor. Then Isabel calmly cured the doctor.
No, not a fetus.
Play that record. Play that record.
Play what record? I don't see a record.
Play that.
What are you talking about? Is
Bunny in Double Trouble on Diamond Island record?
Play that.
Bunny in Double Trouble on Diamond
Island.
Double Trouble. That's what he said.
It's a new.
It's really new
disc.
A Bugs, a Bunny.
Real hard in you. Here's
Chocolate Island.
Double Trouble on Diamond Island, starring
three families just died.
Everyone you know in the show.
See, this is our way.
The horrible, rotten smell of
the Hot Palms Motel at the corner of Yagrandas and Quaipa Boulevard.
Not really enough time for rotting to take place. That happens later.
Don't investigate those utility holes too completely.
Or those utility
got
bowls.
Rats as big as schnauzers in there, and spiders as big as poodles.
Oh, my
gosh. And you wouldn't want to mess with them things.
And that green dripping stuff? Don't get any on you. Don't get any on you.
No, what's the purpose of trying to warn people? They'll just have to find out for themselves.
What's this gray stuff along the corridor?
Oh, wizard. Well, that's pretty much history.
Like, you know, fungus?
Gray stuff. Like, don't squish it. Just, we've got to keep it all. See this little package. And that's the entire history of
this
humanoid right there.
Ash that we're walking through as if we're walking through the flue of an enormous furnace.
It's a giant furnace.
It's inherent ash.
That's
ash derived from mineral constituents of plant material and coal, rather than from accompanying sediment. It cannot be